And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday. Expository Thursday. As we work together to know the letter better into the narrative of the Book of Acts, we travel to understand what things the Lord requires of us as we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives. First in Acts chapter 22, verse 3, Paul shares his testimony. He speaks of his upbringing, his high level of education, his zealous adherence to the laws and customs of his people, all in an effort to honor God. He confesses, I used to do what you're doing to me right now, persecuting the followers of the way. Paul was ruthless, imprisoning believers in chains. Next, however, on his journey to Damascus, something transformative happened to Paul. He began sharing his testimony, recounting the unexpected change of plans. He humorously notes that people often believe they're the masters of their own destiny. And we add, until an unforeseen event takes place, like a piano falling on your head. The first thing Paul experienced was a bright light that shone all around him. It's important to remember that the gospel brings us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. And finally, the Lord replied, I am Jesus of Nazareth, the one you are persecuting. It's crucial to understand that Paul was persecuting the church, but Jesus saw it differently. Jesus identified with his believers to such an extent. Now listen to what I'm going to say. He identified with his believers to such an extent that when they were persecuted, he felt persecuted. I'm going to say this line twice, and then we're going to exit. This is because Jesus connects with our experiences. This is because Jesus connects with our experiences.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk is what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Now remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. So we're asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show, that's fun. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. You can text us during the show live. So it doesn't matter, again, whether you're in San Diego, which right now it's 1203, whether you're in Denver, 103, Dallas, 203, Detroit, 303, it doesn't matter. Reach out to us. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is the same feeling you get when you're being honestly appreciated. Aww, that's so nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, my friend. I hope all is well. I assume you're looking forward a little bit to the weekend coming up. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. With you, right there with
yep.
you.
Almost the weekend.
Almost the weekend. A couple things I do want to tell you. If you have a prayer request, then reach out to us by the phone, by the text, by email. That would work out phenomenally, and we'll pray for you because we believe in supporting, strengthening, and loving one another, because guess what? That's what Jesus commanded us to do. He didn't say, oh, just love each other if you're in the same denomination. He said, love by your love for one another. People will know you're my disciples. It's like, there you go. Let's love one another. Let's take care of one another. Let's pray for one another. Care for one another. being a witness just by our loving and our engaging with one another. That is the idea, by the way. And so you can have a prayer request. You have a praise report, something you want to share, something the Lord's done. We just heard from Jenny. How phenomenal. Grandchild number 4. How awesome. Congratulations. We're so happy for her. You can have something going on. And you just want to share this. This is what's taking place. One thing I do need you guys to pray about is Noelle and I were talking yesterday, and it's her busy season. She's got two major busy seasons. She's got Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, okay, because she is the floral manager for Tom Thumb. So she's going to be busy the next 3 weeks. So she's going to be pushing lots of hours. And her husband, that would be me, is going to be going, why aren't you home yet? So I need patience. I'm a doctor, but I don't have those kind of patience. But I do need prayer. And then she needs prayer just for stamina, even though she's doing much, 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 much better. And she's my biggest human blessing, and I just ask you guys to pray for her. That would really be a blessing for me, okay? But in the meantime, besides prayer requests, besides praise reports, besides, we'd also do Bible trivia plus history plus jokes. Now, I gave you a hint on this in the last 30 minutes, so we'll see who's listening. How many times did Paul pray to the Lord to remove the thorn from his flesh? How many times did Paul pray to the Lord to remove the thorn from his flesh? Reference 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 8. That's going to be your answer if you want to reach out to us. 972-445-0770. Also text in 214-210-8483, as well as send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Of course, the reference again, 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 8. That would be your answer. Somebody is on hold to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is the guy. Yes, this is the guy.
You were trying to come up with something clever, weren't you? Come on, tell the truth.
Yeah, I'd rather keep my mouth shut.
You swing and a miss on that one. That's too funny.
All right, the answer of your trivia is Trace.
Trace! Three times! That is correct, Amundo!
All right.
And so there's nothing wrong with praying multiple times, is there? The answer could still be no. What's happening, bro?
Hey, I was just thinking to ask you, what the book of Jude, I know I've read so many commentary or, Bible study. Well, what would you recommend?
On a commentary?
Yeah, or a good Bible study on Book of Jude.
I'm gonna give you a resource that's free, okay? So that's a good price, okay? And there's probably, between these two resources I'm gonna give you, there's probably 40 commentaries. Now, the reason that people have to look at multiple commentaries is because there is not just one commentary that does it all so well, it doesn't matter. It's just not realistic, okay? It's just because some people have a greater passion for certain books than others. So the first thing I'm going to encourage you to do is there's a place called Bible Hub, which you're probably familiar with, BibleHub.com.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
I'm familiar.
So use their commentaries. They have about 30 of them right in there. Then Blue Bible is also another excellent.
With that too.
And then Gateway has a ton of excellent commentaries. Now, some of the better commentaries, the old ones, are like Pulpit Commentary, which you can get online for free. Lenski's is a good commentary. My favorite simplistic one is Barnes' Notes on the New Testament. It's just such a great, and there's so many available for free.
Barnes,
B-A-R-N-E-S. Not a Baptist, but a real well-thought, well-seasoned guy. Not everything perfect, and you have to understand that's how commentaries are, but really, really good material, really good application. There's just so many. One of my favorites is the Expositor's Bible Commentary, just because they just go into every phrase, and I just like that. I'm just like that guy that likes that kind of stuff. So the Expositor's Bible Commentary is another good one. And we're going to be teaching on Jude starting in 6 weeks.
Okay.
So that ought to be fun
for
you,
I'll be on the moon then.
Okay. Well, if your phone works, let me know. Since it doesn't work for anybody else on the moon, it might work for you. Good question,
thank
brother.
You, David.
All right. Love you, bro.
I love you, too.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, we're going to do our DNA. People are like, wait, is that part of the show? Yeah. So you think, why? Why not? See, here's the thing. This is the first thing before I got into radio. I just love this. I talked to Russ Hoth. Russ Hoth was this great guy, worked for Salem, and he's the one that brought me into radio. I mean, he's the one that actually did the, you know, the intros and everything like that. And he just asked me this one question. He goes, well, what do you think of Christian radio? And this is what I said. I said, I think there's a ton of great programs. But I said, by and large, though, I think it's lousy. And he goes, he runs Salem Radio. And he's like, why? And I said, because Jesus didn't teach 24/7. I know it's impossible to believe this, but he actually napped. He ate. I mean, he was functioning as a person, right? So it's like some of it, you got to just relax. And we were in San Diego at the time. So I said, so if you're in San Diego, you'd want to know, this is back when the Chargers were there, you'd want to know how the Chargers are doing or if there's a new In-N-Out opening up. So this is how you live. That's kind of what it is. Get it? Okay, so it's okay. We get into the teaching. You know we will, but relax. Take a deep breath. It's okay. All right, we're going to do our DNA, which, of course, is equally important as everything else. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day you should spend time with the Lord, period. Not infiltrated time. I think infiltrated is actually kind of a good word because we'll use the word distraction when we go to spend time with the Lord. And sometimes it's general distractions in life. That's true. But sometimes it's infiltrated by the enemy to keep you away from praying and away from reading. That's just true. And you think, well, why praying and why reading? Because when you pray, you're talking to God. And when you read, he's talking to you. Does he talk to you when you're in prayer? Sure. But you better know what his voice sounds like. And that's what the reading has to do. With. Get that? So draw closer to the Lord daily. That's D. N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. I have given this warning for 12 years. I believe I've actually been giving it for about 20 years, but that's not the point. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Now remember that Jesus, his title is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:1. So it's not just the words in red that are the words of Jesus. It's everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, 39 in the Old, 27 in the New, 66 total books. That's the Word of God. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, ever. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which again, I was in my, I'm going to share with you a miracle in the next segment that happened to me today. Just a small one, but they're not really small. There's no such thing as a small miracle. But the thing that I was into my devotions, part of it was Jesus talking to his disciples about the truthfulness that somebody who sits at the table and somebody who serves that person at the table, the person who's sitting at the table reclining, that person is thought of to be superior, to be greater. But Jesus said, I am here among you as one that serves. Serving one another is a direct reflection of Jesus Christ, period. It's not only is it commanded, which should be sufficient for anybody, but it is a witness to reach others with the power of the gospel. Just remember that. Serving is a big component of Christ-likeness because God himself became a man and served us by dying for us. It's like, wow. So that's our DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. Okay? Okay, awesome. Okay, let's do this real quickly. We'll do about 2 minutes, and then we'll take our break. Just so I want to get the intro going. We're in Acts chapter 22, verse 1. Here is Paul. He's now giving his testimony. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal portion of Scripture. Paul starts off, and he says, this, brothers and esteemed fathers, Paul said, listen to me as I offer my defense. When they heard them speak in their own language, then the silence was even greater. Let me say something about this as we're going to get into this. This is fascinating. I love stuff like this. If you can pick it up, it's really cool stuff. Paul first says, as I offer my defense, this is the word in the Greek that has to do with apologetics. It's the defense of our faith. That's what apologetics is. Apologetics is not learning how to apologize. Okay? I know that sounds right, but it's wrong. Apologetics is the defense of the faith. Defend the faith once and for all given. It starts here. I offer my defense, my apologetic for my faith. Here it comes. But then he says something very fascinating in verse 2. He says, when they heard them speaking in their own language, the silence was even greater. Do you know what's fascinating about this is when people hear it in their own language. Do you know, I have participated quite a bit in academia. I have also participated quite a bit in non-academia. To academia people, it's much easier to talk from an academic point of view. For people that are not that way, it's much easier to talk like normal. Okay, I don't mean abnormal. The others are abnormal, but I'm trying to say there's a different swing. For those that are kind of into one thing or into another, great, got it. When you talk to people about the Lord, when you share about the Lord, don't try and be super smarty unless they're academic. Don't try and be what they're not, okay? Like, be where they're at. Like, you don't have to be something. Now, you don't fake it, so you're not like a politician that goes to a southern state and all of a sudden that person talks with a southern drawl. I mean, that's just disgusting. But you talk at their place, at their level, where they're at, so they can hear, so they can listen, so they can know. Nothing weird about that. That's how the Lord reached you, at your level, where you're at. So he talked in a way that they could hear. Okay, that's a good hint in just sharing with one another, isn't it? Sure it is. All right. We'll take a short break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I'm helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
This is Ray Bentley.
Ray Bentley, the man, the myth, the legend on the show.
I was going to say that about you.
It has been four years and in 6 months and 29 days since you've been live on the David Spoon Experience.
Oh, man, finally. I'm sliding in under the tag home safe.
You are finally safe. Okay. And so I'll tell the entire audience real simple. After this interview, you can either blame Ray or you can bless Ray because it was his fault. A year and a half ago on February 12th when he called me and said, you should be back on the radio.
Amen.
You just point to that guy. Okay. All right. First of all, Ray, I want to ask you a really important question to start everything off with. The time is yours. You determine how much time you've got. It's totally up to you. But I do want to just ask you this quick question. How you doing?
You know what? I am doing good. I'm doing great. I think these are exciting times. I feel like we're in an acceleration of things happening, of God moving, of kind of things that we thought about and imagined prophetically what it would look like. And it's like happening so much so fast with such acceleration. I'm like, I can't hardly keep up with it all. It's a great hour to look up and to encourage one another. You know, I do realize there's lots of challenges, and these are trying times, but out of the worst of times come the best of times.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. And as with
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question. I do want to remind you that if you want the Michael Youssef book, How to Read the Bible as If Your Life Depends on It, we have several copies that we're able to share. But we're trying to do like one a day so that we don't give away too many. So if you call in and you tell Jacob, hey, I do want that book, we will send it to you for free in the mail, but not till the end of the week or the beginning of next week so that we don't give Jennifer too much stuff where she has to do, because that's not cool. So if you do want that Michael Youssef book, you can either tell him during a trivia answer, or you can call up during times when I'm blabbing on and just tell him, hey, I'd like the book. Then you're just going to give him your name and address so we can send you the book, and he's going to confirm it with you, and then we'll send you the book. Okay? Just that simple. I'm just reminding everybody. But if you don't want it, you don't have to get it, but you're welcome to it. We have copies that we definitely want to give away. And Michael's been a phenomenal teacher for years, so there's everything good in that. All right, here's your trivia question. So we've done two questions on how many times. Here's the third one. Okay. How many times did Elijah's servant look to the sea to see a cloud? How many times did Elijah's servant look to see if there was a cloud? So Elijah sent him, how many times? 7, 6, or 3 times? Your answer is in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 43. Dave, these are challenging. Yes. 1 Kings 18, 43. So Elijah, he prophesied. I'd like to point this out to you. And then after he prophesied, he prayed for the prophecy to be fulfilled, which a lot of people miss. How many times did he ask the, kept praying? How many times did he send his servant to look? 7 times, 6 times, or 3 times? Your answer is in 1 Kings 18, 43. If you think you know the answer, by the way, 972-445-0770. Additionally, you can text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So you can call in, you can text in, or you can send an email. I'm going to share something with you. I'm going to be real careful how I share it because it just happened. And when I have stuff happen to me in the Lord, I'm not one of those people that, and I never ignore it, but I also like to process it pretty much like everybody else. I like to process some of these things. And so this happened to me today. So Noelle and I have been talking, and I've been praying about like my next project. Aunt Deb's been really helpful. She said, hey, when you're done with school, you're going to be like, there's a big void there. And then so one of the things I did was I wrote a second book, and it's like, okay, so now I'm on my next project, Lord, what do you want me to do? And so I prayed about it and kind of brought some things before the Lord, and I laid them out this morning. And this is, I'm not even kidding, this is so amazing. Then, listen to this, then in my devotions, you know, I was talking about the DAP, how something, sticks out and kind of like highlights. Well, while I was reading my devotions, that happened. And I was like, oh, that's a really important portion. I really want to remember that and highlighting it, right? Wait. I get into the studio. Listen to this. I pick up a particular book I have not opened for over a year. I open to the page. Guess what's on that page? The same text that was highlighted in the Bible that I was reading 4 hours ago. As a confirmation to the direction, I was like, hello. I'm thinking that is so cool. And so I'm still processing and making through it. It's like, well, how often does that happen? Much more often than people acknowledge, and people don't like to acknowledge because it makes it seem weird. It's not that weird. This is like the direction. I've been seeking direction. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to generously to all men without finding fault. This is what he'll do. Okay, cool. So I just thought I'd share that with you. So something's coming. I'm not telling you what it is, but I'm just telling you something's coming. All right, somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Charmaine from Fort Worth.
Hello. How are you doing?
great. I love your show. It's awesome.
Thank you. That's so nice of you to say. And I would send you $20, but I don't have it. But I do appreciate it. Okay. All right. Oh, that's just too funny. All right, here you go. I'll set it up for you and give you a chance to hit it out of the park. Here we go. How many times did Elijah's servant look to the sea for a cloud? Was it 7 times, 6 times, or 3 times?
7.
That is correct, Amundo! You are right, 7 times. And what I love these stories because it's like, so Elijah prays, he goes, go look. And he's like, okay,
right.
Nothing there. Okay, then he goes, then he prays again. All right, go look. And then he's like, no, go look, go look, go look. And it's just, I love that persistency. And he's a prophet. I mean, he's a powerful, he's a power prophet. And it's just like, he's still praying, God, you got to fulfill this thing. You said you're going to do it. I'm just going to keep bugging you until you do it. And at last, it was just the size of the cloud was the size of a man's hand. It was so small. It's like, oh, that's all it took. And then forward it went. Excellent job. Very, very good.
I was wondering if I could get a copy of the book.
Yes. So here's what we'll do. I'm gonna have Jacob grab you. What we'll do is we're going to flip you onto the hold. He's going to pick it up for you and then give you the information. You give him the information, just your address and your name and address so they can make sure it gets to you. And then Jennifer will send it out Friday or Monday-ish. She'll send it out to you, okay? All right. So hang on and he'll get that for you, okay?
All right. Keep up the great work. We love it.
Thank you. God bless. Appreciate you. Okay, awesome. Phenomenal call. I'll let Jacob take care of that. Let's get back into the text. Now, listen to this. See, this is where testimonies are like, phenomenal. We're in verse 3 of Acts chapter 22. Paul is now sharing his testimony. And Paul does not restrain. He actually gives 10 identifying marks. Do you hear what I just said? 10 identifying marks in his testimony. I mean, that's a lot of identifying marks. He goes, I am a Jew born in Tarsus in the city of Cilicia, and was brought up and educated here in Jerusalem under Gamaliel. At his feet, I learned to follow our Jewish laws and customs very carefully. I became ever zealous to honor God in everything I just did, just as all of you are today. And I am being persecuted, and I persecuted the followers of the way, finding some and having them put to death, binding and delivering both men and women to prison. The high priest and the whole council of leaders can testify to this is so, for I received letters from them to our Jewish brothers in Damascus, authorizing me to bring Christians from there to Jerusalem in chains to be punished. I'm not even going to read that again. Here's all I want you to do. You just read Acts 22, 3 through 5, and you're going to find out Paul lists 10 different things, and everything in this thing is a bad thing. It's not that him wanting to honor God was bad, but he was so zealous he couldn't see God, understand God, connect to God, know God in any capacity, and just all these things that he's listing, that he's talking about, these are all things that instead of being empowering for him to know God, they were just legalistic persecution elements. And I have had this happen. So I share my testimony, and I've shared it numerous times, and I think when we get to our 5-year anniversary, which is about 3 weeks away, I'll probably share it again because I like sharing my testimony. It's the grace of God in my life. But I always share my testimony and I tell the bad with the good. And the reason that I tell the bad with the good is you can't understand why the good is so good until you understand how bad the bad is or was. So I share all of it. I share the normal part. I share the abnormal part. I was a purveyor of recreational pharmaceuticals, which means I dealt drugs. It's how it was, how I grew up, to what took place. I didn't grow up in a poor place. I grew up in an extremely wealthy family. I mean, this is all the stuff that happened. And I share everything about it. And the reason that I do, and I'm just telling you, I'm just kind of identifying with Paul here, is because then when you talk about when the Lord jumps in, you understand the dramatic moment that takes place. It's all different. And that is not to minimize anybody else's testimony. So if the enemy's sitting there going, oh, you don't have that good of a testimony, don't pay attention to the enemy. He's a liar. Every testimony is absolutely phenomenal because it's a testimony of God. Period. It's not like the Red Sea was, splitting of the Red Sea, that was a lot bigger than multiplying of the fish. No, it wasn't. They were all miracles. And see, this is the thing that we got to get out. And so what I love what Paul's doing is like, okay, so let's understand this. I was born in this city. I was brought up educated, very educated dude, following the Jewish laws and customs. I was very zealous, so much so that I was killing people. You see right there, any religion that advocates killing people because people don't follow it is bogus. That will offend people. So? Truth hurts, I guess. I mean, that's just how it's going to go. And then he's like, I was so zealous. I was killing people, and I was putting people in jail, and I was doing all this stuff, and I even had permission to do it, and it was phenomenal, and I had authority from religious authority, and blah, 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 blah. And all of that was not what God wanted him to do. And then God pops in there. People are like, don't say it that way. No, no. In this case, it's really like that. And when we get back, we're going to talk about it because that's what you need to understand. The bad was there, but it helps you get to the good. But you don't ignore it or deny it. I've had people say, don't share that about your past. That's what happened. I'm not going to make it sound better so people will listen. It is what it is. You either listen or you don't. That's the truth. Okay? We'll take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
When you are in the presence of the Lord and His presence is strengthening you, and we talked about that can happen through the Word of God, through prayer, and through fellowship. And then you go through some process where somebody sends you a text, or somebody sends you a letter, or somebody calls you, or somebody sends you an email, or somebody looks at you funny, or somebody kind of glances, or somebody says something about you, or you hear something about yourself, or you eat the wrong kind of tacos and you just feel bad and the joy is sucking away at the moment. Here is the answer while the devil is trying to take your joy away. Here is the key for the next 365 days for your life. When the devil takes the joy away by robbing you, you go back into the presence of God again. When the devil comes in and robs you and takes that joy, will you get up off your duff or your blessed assurance and you go into the presence of God again, be it prayer, be it Bible, be it fellowship, be it worship, be it whatever. I don't care. Get up and get back in the presence of God again. And when the devil comes around the second time and knocks on your door and you open it and he takes it from you again, then you get off your blessed assurance again and you get back into the presence of God again. And when he does it a third time, you do it again. And when he does it a fourth time, you do it again. Because the strength of the Lord is in the joy of the Lord, which is found in the presence of the Lord. And when he comes a-robbing, you go to refill. When the tank is empty, put gas in it. When you're depleted, fill it up. And you think, well, I can't do that. Why not? You did it the first time. Yes, but that was special. Why? Because you tried. Try again. But you don't understand. No, I don't care. That's much, much more heartless to say that, huh? That's a good one. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I care about the truth. I don't care about somebody's, well, my perception. Well, good for you. God bless you. When you can figure out that you can argue with God, let me know how that goes. If you win that argument, you come back. You can take the throne. But you ain't going to win it. So when the enemy comes and he comes a-stealing, you do exactly what you need to do to take it back. If he steals from you, you take it right back. Why? Because you can. Because he's not empowered to keep it from you. He's empowered to take it momentarily. You're empowered to take it right back. Take it.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Now, get ready for your next trivia question. A warning to you ahead of time, not an easy question. Just tell it. Not easy. Okay, you might have to look this up, or you might have to guess. I'm just going to say that, okay? All right. How long did the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem take? How long did the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem take? Did it take 1 week, 52 days, or 30 years? Your answer is in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15. How long did the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem take? Was it 1 week, 52 days, or 30 years? Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15. Again, Ezra and Nehemiah focusing on the wall, just wanting to remind people that God is into walls. I'm just pointing that out. And if you don't like walls, you'll certainly hate the New Jerusalem. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. As I mentioned before, our giving's a little low. So for those that haven't given before, for those that are giving and doing your best, stop. That's good. You're doing great. Appreciate it. Okay? For those that haven't given, come on, take a stab. Give it a shot. Invest in the kingdom of God. Let's see what happens. How about that? That's my challenge. It's funny because it's kind of, well, the Lord does it perfectly, but, you know, it's just kind of a funny way to, you know. If you can give, great. If you can't, don't worry. Nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to, oh, they're just less than. Forget that. If you can give, great. If you can't, don't worry. May the Lord bless you in every way, shape, and form, and may he put you in a position where you can give. That's what we want. But if you want to check out some really interesting stuff, it's all over the website. There's so much cool stuff up there. Check up on the website all the stuff that's there. HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Is it me or is that apropos for the show today? That just seemed to fit or something. Is it?
I love like the, I think it's Mario nose honk. I like the nose honk.
At the end, the clown nose honk. Okay. If you can't laugh at all, you're just having a sorry journey. That's all I'm going to say. How long did the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem take? Was it 1 week, 52 days, or 30 years? According to Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I'm going to let Jacob decide history or jokes. I'm going to let you decide today.
Let's go history.
History. Here we go. Let's do history.
Let's go live it in the past.
So for those that don't know, we've been talking about Acts chapter 22, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, which is Paul reviewing his conversion. Today in historical church dates is the conversion of Paul the Apostle. They believe it happened on January 25th. I just found that to be hilariously amazing, so I'll just leave that there. Today is opposite day. See, there's so much you can do with that, right? Right? I don't even know what to do with that. What do you do with that?
Me either. Okay. I have no idea.
See, it's the opposite because I don't know what to do. There you go. That's pretty funny. Bubble wrap appreciation day. Did you ever get bubble wrap and go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anytime bubble wrap was, yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's just fun.
Anytime we open a package and there's bubble wrap, yep. I'm popping it for about an hour.
Last but not least, this is a very interesting, I think it's very interesting. 1925 on this day, so 99 years ago, the word robot is introduced into the science fiction lexicon by a Russian playwright. The play begins in the factory that makes robots for synthetic organic matter. Isn't that amazing? 99 years ago today.
Oh, wow.
That is so weird. I find stuff like that fascinating. I'm just weird that way, I guess. Okay, Triv. How long did the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem take? Was it 1 week, 52 days, or 30 years? Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15. If you think you know, reach out to us. 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. If nobody calls in, then I will try to avoid the pink ping pong ball being thrown at the window to remind me to answer the trivia question. We are now at verse 6. And this is the moment that everything changes. Okay? This is what Paul said. His testimony is quite fascinating, right? So he tells all these things that he was doing and all these bad things. And in verse 6, as I was on the road nearing Damascus about noon, a very bright light from heaven suddenly shone around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So let's stop there and have the moment of glory that Paul, who's trying to wipe out Christians and going after them, and he's got letters, he's got permission, his religious position has given him permission to persecute those who disagree with him, right? It's amazing that he didn't go after other people of other religions, just the Christian one. And so he's going after them. He's on his journey. And then something exceedingly transformative happens. All of a sudden, because Paul thinks everything's going to go the way he thinks it's going to go. Of course, that happens, of course, like we said, until a piano falls on your head. A bright light shines around him. And now you get the better picture that the gospel is a bright light that breaks into our world of darkness and changes everything into our lives, and everything in our lives just changes. As that bright light has surrounded him, Jesus calls his name. Oh, I love this. Love, love, love this. Because Jesus called your name. You've heard me on that, Phil, numerous times. I've taught this 4 or 5 times here in Texas. I taught it 5 or 6 times in San Diego specifically. It is very important for you to understand that Jesus knows your name. How much does he know your name? He knows everything about you. He knows every bad thing you did prior. We'll call that BC, before Christ. He knows everything you've done after. We'll call that AD, after death. He knows everything you're going to do. We'll call that the future. He knows everything you're not going to do. We'll also call that the future. He still manifested his light, enabled you to see what you had not seen, and called your name. And it changed you. That's what happened to Paul. It changed him. Now, what I like in the original telling of the testimony is that he was riding on the donkey. I happen to like that. And then the next thing you know, he's not on the donkey. He's on the ground. So God knocked him off his donkey. And then said, and boy, that's a way to get attention. And I laughed with some of my academic colleagues going, not a lot of free will in that moment. You can't deny, you know, being knocked on the ground. And then having you can't deny it. So my point in saying all that is the light shine. And that's what happens. And I want you to understand something. While that is true for our salvation, listen to what I'm telling you. That is true for your circumstance. Sometimes you get so fixed, you're so focused, you're so determined, you know what you're doing, you think you know what you're doing, and the Lord shows up, a light shines, he knocks you on the ground, and you're like going, what? And he's got your name in his lips, on his lips, and he's got something else in mind. And our plans are pushed aside. And his purpose is manifest, and we follow. Because he loves us. He loved us. And he will always love us. So we follow. Get that? Your trivia question, by the way. You had that pink ping pong ball right there, didn't you? How long did the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem take? Was it 1 week, 52 days, or 30 years? And the answer is 52 days. 52. Ever play 52 pickup? As you take the cards and you just put them all on the ground, go, pick them up.
I hate that game.
Yeah, it's a terrible game. Anyway, the answer is 52. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has three children, six grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local, and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Then he says this, don't be afraid. Why should you not be afraid? Because what fear does is immobilizes a person, stops them from moving forward, and it also eats away at faith. Fear has this way, it's kind of like if you think of faith as, I'll do this now, as a chocolate ice cream that has peanut butter in it, okay? That's faith, okay? Fear is like somebody drilling a hole underneath and then taking a little spoon and then pulling some of that faith down, a little scoop by scoop by scoop by scoop. And you don't want your faith reduced because God requires faith to us to engage with him in. That's his requirement. That's the vehicle by which he has chosen to engage with humanity. You don't think God could have said, it's me, you're going to believe, or I'm going to turn you into a fish. I mean, you don't think God could have done that? But he chose the vehicle of faith because that's what he wanted from those that would come to him. A confidence, an assurance in the goodness of God. So Jesus, the first thing he says, ignore it. Don't be afraid of it. And then he does this one radically crazy, nutsy cuckoo line. Just believe. And we use that in movies and in books and in fairy tales and all that stuff. We're not talking about any of that stuff. This is believing, looking at a situation just like Abraham did, just like we talked yesterday, how Abraham looked at the circumstance, didn't deny he was old, didn't deny he was past childbearing, and said, I'm just going to believe God anyway. That attitude of just belief, it's taking a stand in the framework of your faith that says, I'm not moving. Here I am. Call me Bulldog. I'm right here. I'm not going nowhere. My faith is solid.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Let me give a shout out to everybody who's listening. Thank you. How about that? I appreciate it. I think it's great. I love shows like today. I don't know. Yesterday's show was just for me. Lights. I love stuff like that, talking about the DAP. And then today's show, I love stuff like this. This will just just blesses me. All right, here's your final trivia question. You guys should get this one, even though I'm going to give you the reference point. You still get it. How did the brothers overcome Satan and the fallen angels? How do the believers overcome Satan and the fallen angels, according to Revelation 12:11? Is it by love, by strength, or by the blood of the Lamb? According to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, how do brothers and sisters overcome Satan and his demons? Do we overcome by love, by strength, or by the blood of the Lamb? Revelation 12:11 is your reference point, okay? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You'd also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email david@hemustincrease.org. So just for those people that don't know, usually when people call in, you get like usually one call a show. That's not to be mean. It just gives other people opportunity because some people are like, should I call? Should I not call? Should I not? And that's okay. Never take offense at anything like that. We're just trying to make it so that everybody can reach out. Okay? That's kind of how we do it. Nobody needs to flip out about that. In the meantime, I am going to do a couple of jokes. We do have somebody that is ready to call in. We'll take that call. And then I'm not going to do very many jokes because we don't have time for me to do many jokes. I have noticed that I'm running out of time on jokes more and more. I kind of don't like that part, but that's okay. That's all right. Okay. All right, let me tell this one joke. You know, some of you will think it's funny. Some of you won't. Are you ready for these jokes? Is it okay that we do those? Okay, here we go. Why couldn't the coffee bean go out and play? Why couldn't the coffee bean go out and play? Jacob should like this. Because he was grounded. Okay. All right. I happen to find this. You like that one, did you? I happen to find this one funny. I would not tell it to my wife directly. I would tell it to her indirectly because I'm not an idiot. A new bride cooked her first meal for her husband. My mother taught me to cook, and I can cook two things really well. I can cook apple pie and meatloaf. The husband took a bite of his supper and asked, and which one is this? That's funny. All right, somebody's calling in to answer a trivia question. Send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Robo in San Diego, David. How
Hello,
are you?
Robo. How are you, my friend?
I am good. I just have to say, though, it might be a good thing you're running out of jokes, because that's what my wife tells me when I'm trying to think of new ones.
Well, you've heard many of them. That's great. How did your doctor's appointment go today, by the way?
That is coming up about a half an hour, so I thought I would just call before heading on in.
Yeah, we're going to pray over you. I'll give you a chance to answer the trivia question first, if that's okay, if you're ready to. If not, I'll help you get there. And then,
Let's hit it out of the park.
Okay, here we go. I'll set it up. You hit it out. How then do our brothers overcome Satan and the fallen angels of the demons? Is it by love, by strength, or by the blood of the Lamb, according to Revelation 12:11?
Well, according to Revelation 12:11, it is C, the blood of the Lamb. David.
That is correct, Amundo, sir! You are right! Right you are! All right, my good friend. Let me pray over you because you got this thing that's been going on, and I'd like the audience to be praying for Noah. He's had some irritating skin issues, and we just want the Lord to clear it up, right? Like, just get rid of it. Let his flesh be like a brand new baby. That's what we're looking for, right? Let's pray over you, brother, okay? You good?
Let's do it.
All right. Father, we come before you right now. I lift up my friend Noah to you. I ask you, Lord God, to bless him and his wife and to just bless their lives. We just thank you for everything. We thank you for their fellowship and for their love and their support. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would give Noah resolution, finality to this issue that he's been fighting with for some time. Lord, it's nothing that's past you. And so we ask you to bring healing into his body, healing into his skin, and wisdom to the doctor that he could get a resolution, he get this finalized, and that he can move on and stop being distracted so he can be about your business and honoring you. We ask you to bless him for all the service he's given, all the stuff he's done, Lord, people don't even know about. Reward him openly for that which he has done secretly. And bless him and his family, him and his wife, and their lives as they continue to seek you and pursue for the kingdom of God. We pray your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
You are welcome, my bro. You keep me posted.
And you know, and with healing comes more opportunity. I'm not as distracted. I can come up with more bad jokes to tell my wife. I mean, okay. That's a positive. It's a win-win for everybody.
That is a win-win situation. And if she's mad at me, then I'll just say, you told me to do it. Okay? All right.
That's what I would do.
Blessing, bro. Love you, brother.
Blessings to you. I appreciate you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great to hear from Robo. All right, so be praying for Noah. We call him Robo Producer, but you just got to know how that works. And his name is Noah, and he was my original first producer 12 years ago. 12 years ago in 3 weeks, man. It's like, wow, pretty soon. Anyway, 12 years ago in November. Wow, I'm getting older. Never mind. Okay, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this whole testimony with Paul, we're going to go into this. I'm going to kind of hold over for next week because it's so good. But here's the thing I want you to remember. Just because you're saved doesn't mean another light won't shine and change everything. You have to recognize that Jesus knows who you are. He knows your voice. He knows your name. He shares with you. I just want you to make sure you understand that one principle. He shares with you in your experience. And he knows. He connects with you in what you're going through. And when it's weeping time, he has that sorrow with you, not apart from you, because he loves you. So stop thinking that this is, and I just deserve this, whatever. Hey, everybody deserves to be evaporated and zapped out of the universe. But God wants to spend eternity with you. And that counts. Make sure you recognize how much it counts. Okay? All right. All right, folks, you have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.